Hello, my name is Harold Bigham. Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 1 says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, when in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." The Apostle Paul describes the walk in sin and the walk in Christ. When one becomes accountable to God for actions and transgresses the law of God, he is described as sinning. 1 John 3:4 says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Therefore each accountable person outside of Christ is walking in sin." Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin separates one from God. Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Today, let us study Ephesians 2, verse 1 through 13. Let us answer, which way are you walking? In the first place, let us look at the walk in sin. Paul begins by stating that these had been made alive or quickened. Again, the text would say, "And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." Ephesians 2, verse 1. These had been quickened by obedience to the gospel. Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 1:16 and 17. Prior to being made alive or quickened, they were dead in their sins. Now sin causes separation from God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. Sin causes spiritual death. The prodigal son is described as being dead and lost. "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry." Luke 15, verse 24. Paul said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6, 23. These were not born in sin, but they walked in sin. The scriptures do not teach that an infant is born as a sinner. infants are safe and have no need of salvation. Clearly, Paul states that these who were accountable for their actions made a conscious decision to walk in sin. These love the things of this world. 1 John 2, beginning in verse 15. Paul, in our text, called them the children of disobedience. They were serving Satan. Romans 6, 16, beginning. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Paul included himself before being converted to Christ by the pronoun we, by saying this, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The word conversation means lifestyle. Paul said that we made the conscious decision to walk in sin. Paul stated that these previously were lost in their sins and they were without Christ. What a picture of doom. No hope, without Christ, without God in the world. But then secondly, notice the walk in Christ. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. The word but is a conjunction, and it shows a contrast. It shows a different picture. What was before gloom and doom is now glorious and bright. The walk in sin brought spiritual death. The walk in Christ brings salvation. The blood of Christ washes away our sins. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Revelation 1:5 says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The blood of Christ purchased the Lord's church. Acts 20:28. How does one contact the blood of Christ? God's plan of salvation for man involves two parts, God's part and man's part. God's grace is the divine part of salvation. Paul, in our text, said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8. God's grace is described as being rich. Ephesians 2:4. Obedience to God's plan of salvation is man's part of salvation. Faith, as used in Ephesians 2:8, means obedient faith. James 2:24 says, ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Baptism for the remission of sins is the final step in God's plan of salvation, where we contact the blood of Christ, which washes away our sins and adds us to the Lord's church. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, the like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. A Christian is in Christ. There is no prefix or suffix attached. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Acts 26:28. For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. A Christian is a worker in Christ. Our text said, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Paul writes, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The walk in Christ continues each day. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. My friend, God's plan of salvation reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to have faith, Romans 10:17, Mark 16:15-16. And this faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God, Luke 13:3-5, Romans 10:9-10. The final step of God's plan of salvation for man is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. The Lord will add us unto his body, unto his church, Acts 2:42, beginning, that we are commanded to be faithful even until we die for Jesus, to go to heaven in the afterwhile, Revelation 2 and in verse 10. We become a member of the Lord's church by obedience to the gospel, and we are to work in that regard as we have studied today, that we might walk in Christ, that we might live the life of a Christian. My friend, will you consider our study today and then respond in loving obedience to the commandments of God? May God bless you as you continue to read and to study the Bible.